fall, for Adam and for all who succeeded him, God's presence grew more remote, easier to doubt and even deny. Every day my vision clouds over, so that I perceive nothing but a world of matter. It requires a daily act of will to remember what Paul told the sophisticated crowd in Athens. God is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being. For this reason, prayer may seem strange, even embarrassing. How odd that prayer seems foolish to some people who base their lives on media trends, superstition, instinct, social propriety, or even astrology. For most of us, much of the time, prayer brings no certain confirmation we've been heard. We pray in faith that our words somehow cross a bridge between visible and invisible worlds, penetrating a reality of which we have no proof. We enter God's milieu, the realm of spirit, which seems much less real to us than it did to Adam. Joining the stream. Jane, a character in Thornton Wilder's play Our Town, got a letter addressed to her farm, town, county, state, and then, the envelope continued, the United States of America, continent of North America, Western Hemisphere, the Earth, the solar system, the universe, the mind of God. Perhaps the Christians should reverse the order. If I started with the mind and will of God, viewing the rest of my life from that point of view, other details will fall into place, or at least fall into a different place. My home sits in a canyon in the shadow of a large mountain along a stream named Bear Creek. During the spring snowmelt and other heavy rains, the stream swells, tumbles frothily over rocks, and acts more like a river than a creek. People have drowned in it. Once I traced the origin of Bear Creek to its very source atop the mountain. I stood on a snowfield marked by sun cups, the bowl-shaped indentations that form as snow melts. Underneath I could hear a soft gurgling sound, and at the edge of the snow runnels of water leaked out. These collected into a pool, then a small alpine pond, then spilled over to begin the long journey down the mountain, joining other rivulets to take shape as the creek below my house. It occurs to me, thinking about prayer, that most of the time I get the direction wrong. I start downstream with my own concerns and bring them to God. I inform God as if God did not already know. I plead with God as if hoping to change God's mind and overcome divine reluctance. Instead, I should start upstream where the flow begins. When I shift direction, I realize that God already cares about my concerns, such as my uncle's cancer, world peace, a broken family, a rebellious teenager, more than I do. Grace, like water, descends to the lowest part. Streams of mercy flow. I begin with God, who bears primary...